It's a pleasure now to welcome tenor Sean McIntyre.
We be soldiers three, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, lately come forth from the Low Country with never a penny of money. Here, good fellow, I'll sing to thee, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, to all good fellows wherever they be, with never a penny of money. We be soldiers three, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, lately come forth in the Low Country with never a penny of money. Here, good fellow, I'll sing you a song. Sing for the brave and sing for the strong, for all those living and those who are gone, with never a penny of money. We be soldiers three, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, lately come forth from the Low Country with never a penny of money. And he who will not give me this, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, pays for the shot, whatever it is, with never a penny of money. We be soldiers three, pardonnez-moi, je vous en prie, lately come forth in the Low Country with never a penny of money. With never a penny of money.
Sean McIntyre, that was a beautiful song. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It was actually written by Thomas Ravenscroft during the time of Henry VIII. It was about English soldiers coming back from France, and they had no money coming back, so they would go into bars and taverns on the way, and they would begin to drink, and then they would purposely insult the proprietor or the people nearby and get kicked out of the bar so they didn't have to pay for their drinks and move on to the next tavern.
Interesting. Market strategy as they go through. I have a lot of things I want to ask you. First of all, thank you for your patience as we got you started a little late today. How do you find the songs that you sing, or how do you choose them?
Some songs I find, I'm actually a member of the Society for Creative Anachronism, which is a worldwide medieval reenactment and recreation organization. There are groups all over the world, the largest event for which is actually held just north of Pittsburgh in Slippery Rock. And there's anywhere between 10 and 12,000 people that come to the event every year, and it's 2 weeks long, and it's called the Penzic War.
And so you'll find songs. Do you end up being a minstrel, or do you sing?
I do bardic in the SCA. I also am a heavy fighter in the SCA and do fencing and some thrown weapons as well. So
yeah, there's nothing like I can remember several times when I kind of wandered in to an SCA event without realizing it and found myself almost part of it.
Yeah.
So you find them that way?
I find them that way. I find them growing up. I'm from a Scottish and Irish family, so my mom would sing songs to me when I was little. Not necessarily Irish and Scottish songs, but some. But I always grew up with music around me with my mom or with my family in general. And then I discovered in high school a love for Scottish and Irish music and have been researching it ever since and love to look in and find new songs to play and sing. So.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school in the city school. So I went to Liberty Elementary and then Reisenstein, which is no longer there anymore, and then Peabody, which is also no longer there anymore.
You're closing schools, yeah.
Yeah,
Reisenstein made way for Google. What an incredible.
And Peabody became Pittsburgh Obama.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're here. There's more I'd love to talk about, but I also want to be sure we get to hear you sing some more. What would you like to do next?
The next song I'm going to do is actually an Irish traditional song. It's actually written in the 70s by Pete St. John. And it talks about the Irish famine and the struggle dealing with that.
Once again, here's Sean McIntyre.
By lonely prison walls, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they're taking you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so our child might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we heard small free birds fly. Our love was on the wings, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. By lonely prison walls, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they struck me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wings, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. By lonely harbor walls, we watched the last star falling. As a prison ship sailed out against the sky, we will wait and hope and pray for our loves in Botany Bay. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wings, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
Sean McIntyre at the Saturday Light Brigade. I can't imagine how you keep your voice in shape, how you prepare, how you've developed. You've been at this a while. How you sort of discovered your love for these songs in high school, you were saying.
Yeah.
How did you get, you can go into as much or as little detail as you'd like, from take us sort of from high school to here in terms of how you developed yourself.
I never had any formal training in music. I basically just growing up with music around me and teaching my way to sing. I've had a lot of good friends in music. I'm like one very much close friends with Liz Berlin from Rusted Root, as well as Bob Banerjee, who's another local musician. Bob Banerjee was the first person, with the help of my wife Sunshine, to push me to get on stage and sing in front of people. I would do it in the SCA, where I'm not in front of a microphone and there's other people around and there are other musicians and they're perfectly happy to play, but I was always afraid to get in front of a crowd and sing until Bob and Sunshine pushed me to be on stage. So
Bob has a way. I don't know Sunshine, but I know Bob Banerjee has a certain energy about him.
Yes, he does. Very much so.
That would encourage people to do that. So a lot of folks must come to you thinking you've studied professionally or you've had vocal lessons, but this has pretty much been a natural gift for you.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm very lucky with that and very lucky with, you know, growing up around music that I was able to nurture this for as much as I could. My wife, Sunshine, is the one who really started pushing me to do it more and get out and do it more. Like, she can't come to all of my shows because I do shows late at night and things like that because she has to get up and everything else, but she's always encouraging me and always pushing me to go out and try new things. And
do you have any shows coming up? I was taking a look at your website, and I didn't see anything listed, but that doesn't mean there's nothing
around the corner. I currently don't have anything booked right now. I've been busy with other projects right now, and I'm actually starting to work on another project with a very different style of music. So, and that I'm kind of keeping that as a surprise because I'm working with some other people on that.
Okay. I'm curious, but I will not probe.
It'll be a complete change in what I do.
Well, it's fun to stretch out and to do different things. Sean McIntyre is with us if you're just joining us. I keep wanting to emphasize the Sean. Ever since John McIntyre came to Pittsburgh as a newscaster and talk show host, it's Sean McIntyre. I don't know if that happens to you every now and then. What would you like to sing next?
The next song I'm going to do is actually a Scottish traditional song. It's no known writer for it, but it's based on a poem from probably 1600 Scotland. It's called Loch Lomond.
Once again, here is Sean McIntyre.
By on bonny, bonny banks, by on bonny, bonny breeze. The sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond, you take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Well, me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. It's here that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, where in purple hue the highland hills we viewed. And the sun's coming up in the gloamin'. You take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Well, me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. The wee birdies sing and the wild flowers spring. And in the sun the waters lay steaming. For a broken heart barely sees a second spring. Though the wayful may cease from the gleaming. You take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye. Well, me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Well, me and my true love will never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Sean McIntyre, were you singing along as you were listening? Maybe driving or doing some chores around the house. That's a song lots of folks love. Do you get a chance to perform? Personal care homes and nursing homes come to mind first, but do you get? I guess I'm wondering if you ever really find that people get excited who might have strong ties to Scotland or Ireland. Either people who were born there or whose parents were born there and are older and can remember some of these songs from their childhood.
Yeah, I've never done really like a nursing home type show, but I've done like the Pittsburgh Public Market and some open mics where people will come up and like, I remember that song when I was little, and like remember my grandmother singing that, or remember like a parent singing that. And that's always kind of heartwarming to hear.
Now, your own family, I'm sure you know your family history pretty well. Were either of your grandparents born overseas? Or?
Yeah, my grandparents on my father's side were both from Scotland. So I remember growing up and hearing my grandmother sing songs when I was little. But yeah, so I kind of have that background of the family coming from there.
That's great. Sean McIntyre is who you're listening to. If you're just joining us towards the beginning of this hour and last hour, we have students from Muskingum University in New Concord, Ohio. It just occurred to me, do any of you want to ask Sean a question? Anything you're thinking about? By all means, do you have one? Don't tell me this is Carissa, right?
Yeah.
I could tell a little bit by my notes. But.
Yeah, I just want to know, have you performed at any festivals for Scotland and everything?
No, I haven't so far, no.
You should. I think they would really enjoy it.
It's a good question. Anybody else? It's okay if you don't, or if you think of one later and want to ask one, that's fine too. Have you performed, have you been to Scotland or Ireland?
I have not. I'm dying to go.
I really am.
Someday, my wife and I have talked about doing it for an anniversary, so
yeah,
we'll see.
And do you have occasions to sing casually here? Because one thing I always think about in the UK and Ireland, I haven't been there, but when I think about the UK, I think of, you know, pub singing, casual singing, just for the fun of it. Are you able to do that with other men and women here?
Oh, yeah. I have great friends, a lot, some in the SCA, but some outside the SCA, where we'll just be sitting around, like a lot of local musicians, and we'll just, like, start singing a song or start, like, working songs around a room or a campfire, and it's always very fun. So.
Excellent. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And Sean McIntyre is here, and we're doing fine time-wise. I want to be sure we also don't wear you out. We probably have time for two or three more.
Great.
That's up to you. What would you like to do next?
Sitting around thinking about songs this morning, and my wife says that I always sing very sad songs, so I should probably throw some happy songs in, too.
Gray skies are gonna clear up.
Banana. And I think today of all days with the situation in Beirut this week and the situation in France, that, you know, some happy songs are definitely good. So I have one happy song.
One happy song in your repertoire.
And this song is a seafaring song. It's called Westering Home, or Westering Ho, depending on who you hear it from. And it's basically just returning from a trip to sea. So, Westering Ho, with the song in the air, high to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride of my heart, my own love. Tell me the tales of the Orient gay. Tell me of riches that come from Cathay. Oh, how I'm proud to be waking at bay and find oneself nearer to Islay. And it's Westering Ho, with the song in the air. High to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride of my heart, my own love. Tell me the folks like the folks in the West, gently and dutely and kindly at best. There I will hide me and there I will rest, at home with my own folks in Islay. And it's Westering Ho, with the song in the air. High to me high, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride of my heart, my own love.
I'm glad you did a seafaring song, because I was just thinking about that as you did it. Those songs are fun to sing.
Yeah.
There sure are a lot of them, too. How did you, I understand the connection with the Scottish and Irish tunes. How did the seafaring tunes come to you?
There's a lot of great a cappella singing with seafaring songs, because, well, you don't have a whole lot of room for instruments,
yeah,
on a ship to do a work song. So you got a lot of the workers on the ship doing sea shanties, which were work songs and ways to, like, raise the sails, row, and things like that. So.
Yeah, there's nice constraints brought by that. And I this is going back a few years for me, but Woody Guthrie was in the Merchant Marines for a couple years. And he performed with Cisco Houston. And another gentleman whose name escapes me right now, but he did not become as well known as Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston. But they, you know, spontaneously composed and performed a lot of songs while on Chip.
Yeah.
And you hear those songs, and they're really fun to listen to, the rhythm that they bring, and sort of a sense of camaraderie, because I guess if you're not stuck, but if you're stuck on a ship for a long time with a bunch of folks, you start to, you know, do that.
And the sea shanties were often sung to keep a beat. So as you're raising a sail, you want everyone pulling on the rope at the same time and releasing at the same time. So it was westering ho with the song in the air. So
that makes sense, to keep everybody sort of moving in the same direction. That might be good to introduce into the American workplace, any workplace.
Yeah.
You know, I might make a note for ways to do things Monday morning.
it's a great way to do that, except in like my field where I'm working EMS. So, you know, having a beat doesn't really work.
No.
Unless you're doing CPR.
Yeah. In EMS, you would. Yes. I could see certain things. Sean McIntyre is here with us. I also mentioned we've got students from Muskingum. Anybody else with a question to ask, feel free. If you'd like to, everybody is staring at Christine Holmes, wondering how she could cease to participate.
All right. So obviously you had to do a lot of studying and probably to understand these cultures and the linguistics. Can you speak in accents too?
I don't really speak in accents, not very well. I will, if I'm around someone from Ireland, I will slip into a little more Irish, or someone from Scotland, I'll slip into a little more like of a Scottish accent just from talking with them.
So how much traveling have you done? Have you been to Ireland or
No, I haven't been to Ireland or Scotland. I haven't really traveled outside the United States except for Toronto, so.
Good questions. Thanks. And it's the languages, you don't speak the languages or conversationally.
I'm actually taking Gaelic class online right now.
Are you?
Duolingo. So.
how do you like Duolingo?
I like it so far.
that came up in a discussion with the school that I work with earlier this week. And I may need to check out Duolingo because people are really raving about it, including some educators.
It's a free way to learn languages. So.
Fantastic.
Can't complain about that.
Would you like to do one more or two more? It's up to you.
Let's get at least one more in, and we'll
see
how much time we have. And
yeah. Okay. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do another seafaring song. Song I've really always loved, and it's just beautiful wording and everything else, called the Mingalay Boat Song.
Okay, now as you listen this time, listen for the rhythms. Think about the work you could be doing while this song is going on. Who knows? Maybe you can make good use of it this morning. Here's Sean McIntyre.
You Yahoo boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home to Mingalay. Wives are waiting round the pier head, looking seaward from the heather. Don't you cry, girls, we're returning to the shores of Mingalay. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, heave her head round into the weather. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys, sailing home from Mingalay. They'll be waiting, anticipating the return from our adventure. Don't you cry now, we're returning to the shores of Mingalay. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys. Heave her head round into the weather. Heel yahoo, boys, let her go, boys. Sailing home from Mingalay.
What a beautiful song. You really have quite a range in terms of the kinds of songs you do and what you choose, and it's fun to listen to. Are there any books or sources you would recommend if people want to learn more about sea shanties or Irish or Scottish traditional songs?
There's lots of stuff online about sea shanties. There's a book called Sea Shanties, Books of the Sea, a Book of the Sea, and it's a great... It tells you, like, the origins of sea shanties, and we'll get into the wording, like, later on, but it, most of it is essentially a history book of where sea shanties came from.
And I'm sure they change over time, or there are different versions depending on...
Oh, yeah, there's different versions of a lot of the songs that, depending on where you are and what you're sailing through, that will change up the wording and the beat.
How about for the Scottish and Irish music? Are there sources that you go to learn more about those songs?
Most of mine is from the internet, just searching and digging into things. There's a lot of people in the SA that do medieval song research and Irish and Scottish song research, so I use some of their research, and then I do some research of my own.
Yeah, going way back, you probably know the digital tradition. Maybe not, but it's now called Mudcat Cafe. They still occasionally use the digital tradition lingo, but before the internet, musicians were cataloging all these songs on floppy disks and were sharing them at folk festivals, and sort of were early adopters of, let's catalog these songs electronically and share them with each other. And I remember being so happy when that was put online, because you had to update your database every so often. And it's nice to kind of crowdsource these things, and people contribute information that
and
they have.
There's great sources like Mudcat Cafe online. There's also, like, you can actually get all the child's ballads online now, so you can just search through and find songs that you're really interested in, and do the research on it and find recordings and everything else. So.
Yeah, mudcatcafe.org, I think. But if you Google it, I'm pretty sure it's .org. Just has so many songs. And if you play guitar, the chords are frequently there. There's often a MIDI file that you can play to give you the lead line of the melody. So, you know what it's supposed to sound like when you sing it.
Yeah, and it's a great source out there. And you can find a lot, even with YouTube. Like, somebody will say, I found this on Mudcat Cafe, or I found this in the Child's Ballads. This is the way I'm doing it. Do people have suggestions? And
yeah. Well, Sean, thanks. We do have time for one more to close out, as long as you'd like to do it. And thank you so much for being here. How can people reach you if there might be somebody listening that has an occasion where they might like to hire you? Is there a way folks can?
The easiest way to find me is on Facebook. It's Sean McIntyre, Traditional Vocalist. Just search on Facebook for Sean McIntyre, Traditional Vocalist. I'm also on YouTube at Sean McIntyre. So.
Excellent. Thanks for being here. And how would you like to close?
I'm going to close with actually a Newfoundland traditional song. This is a song that I learned from listening to Great Big Sea, and it was the first song I ever performed on stage. So I always like to start or close a set with it, and it's called River Driver. And it's a perfect song for Pittsburgh, actually. So.
Well, I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. And after 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I caught it with a pretty girl, it was her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. And get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry, and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver, and I'm far away from home.
Sean McIntyre, thank you for being here.